If you have your Bible, turn tonight to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. Amen. I want to look at verses. Start that tonight. We've looked at this in several different ways in the past, but I want to look at this tonight starting in verse 17. Starting in verse 17. And the Bible says, "But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you, there should be mockers in the last days who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for the reading of your word. God, we thank you for the good testimonies. God, we thank you for your sweet spirit here tonight. God, we thank you for the good songs. Lord, we ask you just to touch us now. God, with your precious word of truth, God, give us that. It'll help us for the days ahead. Help us to realize, God, the lateness of the hour in which we live. And God, I pray that you'd manifest yourself, Lord, in a mighty way, even here this evening, while we take a moment to reflect upon your precious word of truth. God, that it might reflect in our heart the very image of Christ, that we might see you high and lifted up, a living Savior, Lord, even this evening. Lord, lead, guide, and direct, and have your way in all that's done. Pray even to the saving of a soul, God, this evening. Lord, if there's one here that don't know you in a free pardon of sin, God, I pray tonight would be tonight that they'd just get out from their seat, come to an old-fashioned altar, Lord, and receive you as Lord and Savior. Oh, what a difference, God, that would make in our lives. Lord, lead, guide, and direct us now. God, we pray, minister to us and through us, and help us to be ministered to. And we'll thank you. God, we'll praise you. Touch these old stammering lips. Give us clarity of thought. And we'll ask it in Jesus' blessed name. And for your name's sake, amen. Amen. You may be. Like I said, we've looked at this text in several different directions over the years. And I think another day, and this coming spring, I'll have been here 10 years here at Stony Fort Baptist Church. But what a blessing. It just seems like just a moment in time. Time gets away from us. But we look at the Word of God, and we look at it together, and we see how God ministers to our heart through His Word. And we've looked at this as before as our duty, the duty that we have before God, and how God expects certain things out of me and you. But I want to look at it in a little different direction tonight. It's got to be our help for just a few minutes. And I'd like to preach for just a minute on this thought, stop them. Stop them. Amen? As we look at it and see things that's taking place, the Bible says, first of all, Judah writing verse 17, he said, "But beloved," he was talking to born-again believers. He said, "Remember you the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ." He says, wait a minute. He said, always remember the word. He said, no matter what you do or where you go in your life, he said, always remember the word of God. Always remember. Always remember never to forget to make room for God. Boy, if we could do that tonight, children, I guarantee you God would bless our little church. He'd bless our homes. He'd bless our families. He'd bless our communities. He'd begin to do things for us that we've never seen Him do before. Amen. If we could just get right with God and stay with His Word. Amen. The Word will never, the Bible says the Word will never go out void, but it'll find a place to help our hearts. Amen. So he says here that so we need to remember the words. Remember the words that are spoken to. Remember the words of God. Remember the words of Lord Jesus Christ and the help that he gives. He says in verse 18, he said, "How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust." Now here he's talking about, the past, he's talking about the present, and he's talking about the future. He said, hey, listen, he said, they told you that it would come. That was in the past. He said, there should be, hey, that's the present. And he said, who should, in the lifetime, that's in the future. He said, there's some things that's going to be happening. He said, we better just keep our eyes on God. Now, the devil ain't going to like this, but have you ever seen a time when the devil's been trying to get your attention on something else? Hey, man, they it's just like a bunch of smoke screens. They keep throwing them up to try to keep us from thinking about the things of God. And it's just adversity after adversity that keeps coming up so it pulls our mind and our thinking away from God. Listen, as the brother said a while ago, we better take time to think about God. We better take time to remember God, because this thing is playing out. We begin to see some things as the old wickedness of the world begins to come in. It begins to filter its way in. Amen. It's kind of like a disease that comes through the vent system. You can't see it, but it comes in. Amen. It sneaks in subtly and it begins to overwhelm those that are there partaking of it as it comes in. But we need to realize that what Jude's telling us here, he said there's some things that'll begin to creep in if we ain't careful, and we better be watchful. And the way that we're watchful, he said, is just stay with the Word of God. He said the Word of God is the best filter there is. Amen. The Word of God is the only filter that we need. Because it'll filter out all the junk out of our lives. And we do it through Lord Jesus Christ, which is alive and well. Amen. We have a mediator of one, praise God, that's sitting at the right hand of the Father that knows just exactly what me and you need. He knows just exactly where we're at in this life, and he knows just exactly where we can be. And when we remember not to forget him, he begins to minister to our lives in such a way, praise God, and he begins to carry, it's almost like he carries us along. That's why I said it doesn't seem like we've been here almost 10 years. Now some of you may look at me and say, preacher, seem to me like you've been here all my life. Amen? Amen? But praise God, it goes by so fast. And we've had so many good, we have such good times, thou Lord. Amen? God just shows up on purpose because he can. And I believe it's because we come looking for it. Because we remember the times before. Amen. We remember how God moved in such miraculous ways in the past, how he's moving in such a miraculous way now, and how he's going to move in a mighty way in the future. Amen. So you see how this thing lines up. Jude's lining this thing up. He said, you know what? He said, it's all right, young. God's got this. But he said that he's going to be in the last time, so there's going to be some mockers. He said there's going to be some come along and they're going to mock God. They're going to say bad things about God. They're going to say bad things about God's people. Amen? That's just what happens. He said in verse 19, he said, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. So what he's talking about here, he's talking about some of those tater people. Amen. Some of, you know, the agitators and the instigators. He said those people will sneak in and they'll begin to stir things up. Now he said they would do this in verse 4. He says, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. He said they snuck in, but God, they didn't take God by surprise. God knew they would sneak in. He said, who were before of old condemned this condemnation? Ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, they're just changing this thing into a bunch of lustfulness, a wantingness, or a looseness, if you will. He said, they're just saying, you know what, everything's okay, just so you know Jesus. Have you ever heard that? Everything's okay, you do whatever you want to, just so you know who Jesus is. I had a fellow tell me one time, he said, it's all right. Preacher said, me and Jesus has got we've got this thing. I said, oh my goodness, if you don't have him as the Lord of your life, amen, you don't have a thing. Amen. You have nothing. Amen. Praise God, we need the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said these agitators come in and he said they're causing division. Amen. That's what they do. They come in, they cause a division. Why? Because he said they're sensual. He said they're running after the natural man. He said they're running after the flesh. They're trying to stir up and be stirred in the flesh. If you come to be stirred in the flesh, amen, you might go off empty. But I told the fellas in the prayer room, praise God, if you come to get your soul filled up, amen, that soul food from glory, amen, you can go out of here full running over. Amen. You may not be shouting and jumping and praising God, but amen, your soul will be satisfied if we come for the right reasons. Amen. If we come to have our soul satisfied. He said these folks was coming and they wasn't coming to be satisfied. He said they was come to be, if you will, stirred up. And he said the reason they were doing it is because they having not the Spirit. He said the Spirit of God wasn't around. He said they was doing it in the flesh. They was doing it in the natural man. How many places have you ever been to where it's just a bunch of people trying to perform? And we've got our performances down pat. Amen? We've got our performance down. We know exactly where we're supposed to come in, what we're supposed to say, what we're supposed to do, when we're supposed to do it. Amen? I tell you what we ought to do one day. One Sunday morning, you ought to just come in the door and just as soon as you clear that second door right there, you ought to just go, whoa, glory to God. Amen? Amen? And then somebody else come around through this door and say, whoa, glory to God. And somebody over here say, well, glory. You know what happened? Praise God. A devil wouldn't know what to do. Amen? He hit that trail and we could worship God. But he said, they some that come in, he said, they ain't got no Spirit of God in them. They don't know who to, they don't know the Lord and Savior. Amen? That free pardon of sin. Amen? The Bible says we know Him. He said, if we know Him, the Spirit of God is in us. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says this in verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. See, that's what those folks have. They've just got a bunch of flesh. But he said, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. He said, they mind the things. So I wonder not who we're minding. Are we minding the flesh or are we minding the Spirit? I mean, I appreciate Brother Dean jumping up. I said, got anybody got a song? He said, I'll try one. Praise the Lord. And it ended up being a blessing. I mean, it blessed my heart. Amen. Why? Because he got up in the Spirit. He just trusted the Lord to help him. Amen. I won't say not. Praise God, me and you can do the same thing. Now I ain't going to get up and sing because I'd run you out of here. But praise God, if we just mind the Lord, you can testify, throw your hand up, praise God. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, for it to be carnally minded is death. That's to be caught up in this world, fleshly minded. The things of the world. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life. Amen? And watch this, and peace. He said, when we get spiritually minded, so we, what, you say, well, preacher, does that mean that we're running, jumping, shouting all the time? No. He said, we just got God on our mind. See, that's what Jude was telling us there. He said, you know what? He said, we just need to think about God some more. Amen. He said, about the time you get down, you get discouraged, praise God. He said, you just need to think about God some more. He said, you need to remember not to forget about God. Amen. Whenever things seems like they kick the legs out from under you, praise God, and you're going down for a lifetime, he said, just remember God. Amen. Praise God. Say, hey, he said, we got to remember God. He said, these deceivers that don't have the Spirit of God, they'd like to see you get down, amen, down to where they're at. But they say, praise God, just shout the praises of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Makes all the difference. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life. And see, when you get that life from God, amen. The Spirit, when you get the Spirit of God, he said, then you get peace. Amen. When we get that Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God's real in our life, amen, we get peace from God. Amen. I mean, that blessed assurance comes on your life. Amen. It don't matter where you're at or what you go through. Praise God, God's still God. If we could ever get a hold of that church, that no matter what happens to us, God's still God. Amen. He's still there. Praise God. He's still in authority. Amen. He still rules and reigns. Amen. With the rod of iron. Praise God. Because He's God. No matter if we're way up here or way down here. Praise God. He's still God. It don't matter if you're going back through that valley of shadow death. Praise God. He's still God. Amen. When you go through that valley of shadow death, by the way, as long as you're facing the sun, that shadow's behind you. Amen. We need to keep our face to the sun. Amen. We need to remember, continue to remember God. Amen. Keep our face to the sun, and that shadow of death, praise God, will be behind us. Amen. And we can have peace for the journey. Amen. Glory to God. God wants us to have peace in our lives. Praise the Lord. He said, because the carnal man is enmity against God. He said, this fleshly, worldly-minded man is an enemy of God. Did you know this old flesh? Now listen to me. Do you know this old flesh that we live in is an enemy of God? Amen. It wants to do things that we oughtn't to do. It wants to do things that God says not to do. Amen. It's an enemy against God. He said, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So see, there's the problem. He said, we've got to remember God. When we remember God, he said, those deceivers won't be able to come in so easy because we'll remember, amen, this is what God says. When they begin to say, you know, and but I tell you, but this week has blown my mind. That little lady up there in Kentucky that they locked up for minding the Lord, they're these news reporters up there, and they ain't a one of them got it yet. They said, well, you know, she just needs to go ahead and do it because the law of the land says so. She just needs to, hey, listen, the law's already on book. She just needs to obey the law just like everybody else. And by these people, all the reporters, oh yeah, that's right. She just needs to obey the law. You agree with that? The Bible says, listen, should we obey God or man? Amen. And she said, what she's doing, she stand up, she said, God said, what you want me to do is wrong according to God. See, she needs to quit saying, well, you know what? My faith won't allow me to do it. She just needs to say, listen, the Word of God says, do not marry a man and a woman. A man and a man do not marry. Amen. Said that, hey, it supersedes what she needs to do, say, what I believe supersedes your man-made law. Amen. Amen. So what I believe, praise God, is straight from the good God, creator of the universe, and he said it's wrong. Amen. See, they ain't a one up. I've listened for 2 days. Because I figured Huckabee or somebody get up and say, you know what? This is the way God, she's standing for what God said. Ain't nobody said it yet. Ain't nobody said it yet. They said, well, you know, she needs just to obey. It's the law of the land. So what? Amen. God's law, praise God, supersedes man's law. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. So he said that for it is not subject to the law of God. That carnal man's not subject to the law of God. Now James tells us about that, doesn't he? James tells us about over our chapter 4. He said, but he gave us more grace, wherefore, verse 6, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but now listen to this, but giveth grace unto the humble. He said, those that come humbly before him, listening to him, respecting him, amen. He said, they get a little bit more, praise God, than that old carnal bunch that's up there now, trying to do it on their own. Amen. He said, submit yourselves therefore to God. See, what they need to remember is what they some folks that submitted themselves to God. Amen. Paul says here in the book of Romans, he said they need to submit to God. He said, for it's not subject to law. He said they've never submitted to God. He said, that's why they're carnal. He said, that's why we still live in the flesh, please, because we're still carnal. Because we've never submitted to the Lord. Amen. We've never made a commitment to it. Said, Lord, here I am. I'm yours. And whatever I am from this day forward, praise God, it's by the will of God. Paul said, I am what I am what? By the grace of God. Amen. He said, God's grace is poured out on me above it. He said, I've never wanted for nothing. Amen. Said, he's always supplied my need. Amen. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He says, hear what he said. He said, that fleshly man, amen. He said, we're not subject to law. We're not subject to God. He said, we can't have that desires that we have with God for him to bless us and help us because we've never became subjects. Amen. He said, we're not subject unto the law of God, neither indeed can be. He said, so then they, the, oh, he said, by the way, he said, if we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, that he'd flee from us. That's what James said. And he said, if you draw nigh to God, he'd draw nigh to you. Amen. That's what James said. So when we submit to him, praise God, then we take the control off away from the devil and the flesh, praise God, and we give it to God. That's where we scoot over and let God drive. Amen. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and I believe yesterday, and he was talking about, no, it was Monday. And we was talking about that, and we was talking about that old sticker. He said, hey, God is my co-pilot. I said, that's where we've been messing up for years. And he had a kind of funny look. I said, we should have scooted over years ago and let God drive. Wait, man, we've done run this thing plumb out of the road. Amen. I'm glad God knows exactly where we need to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, goes on in verse 8. He says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Do you know in your fleshly, that fleshly man that we live in can't please God? Let me hurry along. He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Now watch this. If so be, this is where we're coming to. If so be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, listen, he is none of his. Amen. He said, if you don't have the spirit of the Lord in you, amen, that convicting spirit, that guiding, that leading spirit, he said, you don't belong to God. There's a whole lot of folks come to him and they said, Lord, have we not cast out demons in your name? And you know what he said? He said, depart from me. I never knew you. We can do all kind of things in his name. But praise God, if we don't know him, as our Lord said, if we've never become subjected to him, praise God, then we don't know him and he don't know us. Amen. Praise the Lord. In verse 9, he says, and ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be it, the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen. He said, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So here he's saying that he said there's been a change take place in the hearts and the minds of people, praise God, that's been born again, amen, and that's headed for a different place. Amen. They've been changed from the inside out and made ready for glory. Amen. They're not that old person that used to be, amen, and going in the wrong direction, praise God. God's put them on a jihad, amen, and put them on the right path. Kind of like the old horse when it's plowing. You know, the old farmer's got the reins. He's going down through there and he's click, clicking like that. Get them to go on, speed up a little bit. And he'll say, Jee-haw. Amen. Praise God. When the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart, amen, he says, Jee-haw. And it keeps you in the path. And that path's a narrow one. Amen. Wide's the gate that leads to destruction. But praise God, there's a narrow path. He said, many there be that go in thereat. That wide one. He said, few find that narrow one. Amen. Why? Because we don't look for it. Amen. We start listening to the deceivers. And the deceivers start taking us off on little tangents and little side trips. That's what Judas is telling them here. He said, these deceivers come in and they're taking them on side tours. Said, well, you know what? I know you love the Lord, but. You ever heard that one? You know, it won't hurt you to do a little bit. As a fellow a while back was telling me how much he loved Jesus, sitting there smoking a joint in one hand and a flask in the other. Amen? God ain't a million miles of that. I knew it was wrong to smoke dope and drink liquor, praise God, when I was a lost man. Amen? When God saved me, after he saved me, I sure ain't going to do those things I knew not to do when I was lost. Amen? Praise the Lord. But the Bible says here, he says, they separated themselves in Jude 19, since having not the Spirit. So they was leading without the Spirit of God. What do you do when you lead without the Spirit of God? You run them off. You run off in the ditch. Amen. You go chasing the things you ought to chase. But he says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So here he said, you separated yourself. You've realized you got the Holy Ghost of God to guide you, to give you that guidance, that leadership. He said, you're a real child of God, you know, because there's an indwelling spirit. As Brother G. Charles said, there's something in you that's got that beeper, that beeper that goes off, praise God, that shows you when you're going out of the road. Amen. Said, you know that you know, praise God. You can't live the way you used to. Amen. So you begin to look at different avenues. He said, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now I want you to notice here the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He said, now why the deceivers is trying to deceive you and carry off in the wrong direction? He said, guess who wants to lead you in the right way? He said, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Said He wants to help you, to keep you on track. Amen. For a while. Until you finish up this life. Praise the Lord. He says here, but building up yourself. Now you're not talking about us building or keeping nothing. We can't do that within ourselves. The foundation that we have is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Not upon us. He told him, I talked about this over in verse 3. He said, beloved, when I gave you all diligence to write unto you, common salvation, it is needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which is once delivered unto the saints. He said that earnest contending for the faith, praise God, is what we need. But he said it supersedes. He said it goes even beyond that. He said that it, what more than that? He said we're building, praise God, upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we're building a foundation upon God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not just contending for the faith, praise God, but building upon that we know. Amen. See, what happens is so many times people start trying to build on something that they don't know. Amen. So he's talking about these folks here that's caught up in apostasy. You know what apostasy is? That's people that make a profession, Lord Jesus Christ. They say that they've been saved. They say that they know Him. But then they go just contrary, as hard as they can, contrary to His Word. You know anybody like that? We say that we know the Lord Jesus Christ. We say that we've been saved, but we go just exactly as hard, 180 degrees, just as hard the other way as we can go. And they tell things and they're deceivers. And they, instead of building up, they're always tearing down. Amen? Because they're trying to get people to side with them, trying to get people to go with them. So they tear down instead of build up. But Jesus said, listen, He said, you believers, He said, you need to be building up, praise God, on the foundation of the things of God, not forgetting the Word. She said, if all else fails, stay with the Word of God. And I won't say all else will fail. So we need to stay with the Word of God. Amen. He said, keeping yourselves on that foundation, amen, willing to develop, praise God, upon the things of God. The same Word, praise God, that saves old sinners. Now listen to me. The same Word that will save and convict and save old sinners, praise God, also build up the saints. Amen. See, we don't need a new Word. We just need, praise God, to trust in the Word that we have. The same Word that saved us, praise God, will keep us. Amen. So then he goes into verse 22 and 23. Now these are some tough verses to try to deal with here to a whole lot of folks. But if we realize what he's talking about here, he's talking about those that came in, those apostates that came in and were deceivers. And the people that they deceived. And they start believing this thing. See, people, if you tell something up, people begin to believe it. You can take a little child and you begin to tell him how mean and ornery they are. And it don't take them long. Guess what? They become mean and ornery. Amen. Cantankerous. Now, you tell them that enough, they'll become that. Me and you'll do the same thing. Somebody tells you, keep telling you how mean and hateful you are. You'll be that mean, hateful person. Amen. Unless the Holy Ghost of God deals with your heart, showing you a different way. Amen. But that's what these people do. They come in and they were deceivers. They were tired of. They were agitators. They were causing division. And he says, and if some have compassion. He said that word compassion. He said, have pity on them. He said, take pity on these people that's been deceived. See, I believe a whole lot of our people around us in the world we live in today, they've been deceived. They've been told everything's all right for so long through the news and the media and television that we begin to believe, listen, that everything's okay. Everything's not okay. If God says it's wrong today, just as wrong as it was in the 60s and the 70s. Amen? It's still wrong to smoke dope and drink beer and drink alcohol and to fornicate and commit adultery. All those things are still wrong. Amen? Goes against what God says. But he said we need to have compassion on these. We need to show pity. He said making a difference. What he's talking about here, he said we need to have a little bit of discernment. We need to realize the reason people are the way they are is because they haven't been showed no difference. Amen? The reason the Sodomites is looking in a different place is because they haven't seen the love of God. They haven't realized what true love is. Amen? The reason people can't stay together no more, they don't realize that true love comes from God. And true love, when it comes from God, it has a trickle-down effect. Amen. I hear it all the time. People say, well, preacher, well, I just don't love them like I used to. I used to love them with all my heart, but I just don't love them like I used to. You know what I have to ask? How's your relationship with the Lord? Huh? How's your relationship with God? Are you close as you used to be? Are you getting closer day by day to Him? Because praise God, if you get closer day by day to Him, praise God, you can get close. When you fall more and more in love with Him, praise God, you'll get closer to that loved one. Amen. Those loved ones, you'll begin to honor them and cherish them. You'll begin to realize, praise God, the blessing that God's give you. Amen. Listen, if you live in the day and hour we live in, you know you have somebody that loves you, that cares about you, boy, you're blessed. Boy, you ought to say, praise God, praise God. Amen. But the deceivers will come in and say, well, hey, you know what? Just get rid of them if they don't suit you. Huh? And then you say, yeah, boy, that'd be the easy way. That'd be the easy way. Remember the story I told you about Ruth and Helen? That's what Ruth said. She said, yeah, I said, I'll just junk them. If it don't work out, I'll just get rid of him. I'm young, I'll get me a new one. About a year down the road, they was in divorce court, fighting and a fussing and a carrying on over custody over this and that and going through all this the sorrows of divorce. Amen. Because the deception, the devil came in and said, you know what? Just try it out. If you don't like it, you can get out. Amen. Said, well, yeah, I'm young, it'll be a piece of cake. And she's still, amen, they're still struggling over it. But Helen got married, remember the story? Helen got married and they said, we're going to plan a little wedding for October. We're going to do this thing right. We're going to stay pure and keep ourselves. And when we get married, amen, then we're going to have a relationship. The Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to stay in church. And they said about 10 years later, they asked Helen, said, how did you make it work? She said, well, said, we decided in the beginning, praise God. Well, number one, we were going to stay with God. And number two, we decided in the beginning that that this thing was for life. And so when we had that first little conflict, see the devil and the deceivers, they'd say, just get out. But she said, when we had that first little conflict, said, I got my husband, I had a hand. She said, Jim, said, we're in this thing for the long haul. Said, we got to figure out what we could do to work it out. Amen. Amen. So that we can have peace and happiness and joy all the days of our lives. See, they've entered into it with a different mindset. But the deceivers come in, they say, hey, if you don't like it, just get out. Do what you want to do. Jude here, he says, listen. He said, don't listen to those deceivers. He said, just stay with God. Amen. He said, have pity on, have compassion. Use a little bit of spiritual discernment. Amen. Look, he said, remember what God said. What is he saying? He said, stop them from making a mistake. Stop them from jumping overboard. Stop them from being derailed. Amen. Well, we're living day at a time, praise God. We need to stop. We got to stop these people from destroying their lives. Amen. He said, how? Remembering God. Praise the Lord. He said, some have compassion, making a difference. And he said, and others save with fear. Amen. In other words, he said, he's literally saying to be afraid of what's going to happen to them. To be afraid of what the devil's going to do, the destructible capabilities that he has. He said we ought to be literally afraid of what the devil can do to our families, our homes, and me and you. Amen. He said we ought to be afraid of that. You know what's wrong with it? We're not afraid of the devil. We're not afraid of hell no more. We've made this thing in such a big way, it's just like a big movie, and it'll all be okay in the end. I want to say, they don't all have happy endings. Amen. A lot of times there's a lot of sad endings, praise God, when we get away from it, we forget to remember God. But we got to stop them from making these mistakes. We got to call and say, look, you know what? You don't need to go there. Amen. We got to come alongside them. He said, have compassion. Have pity on them. See, they've been deceived. Amen. And we need to have spiritual discernment. Amen. Where do we get that? Brother David, get it from the Word of God. We look at God's Word and say, well, what did God say about that? See, we've got to line up with what God says if we ever want to have any joy. Amen? And what comes after joy? Amen? Happiness. And then comes peace. Amen? But the only way to have that joy is to line up with God. But He said these deceivers come in and they're trying to turn people in all these different directions and make them think it's okay. Now, He's talking about in the last times. When you look around, do you think we're there? My goodness, I've never seen such a time as we're living in. But He said, if some have compassion, making a difference, showing that discernment, He said, being afraid for them. Amen. Now watch this, and I'm done. He says, pulling them out of the fire. Amen. So what He's saying here is, He said, be afraid for them to where you're actually pulling them out. Amen? Or in other words, completely taking them out of that. It's that's completion. That's getting them out, praise God. It's loving them, caring enough to say, you know what? You don't need to go there. Here, let me show you what God says. You know how to fix problems. You know how to solve problems. Number one, you begin to listen. Number two, you begin to realize your part in that problem. Amen? Because I don't know about you, but I don't know hardly anybody that fights with themselves. That's right in the head. Amen? If you're right in the head, you don't fight with self. I mean, I know there's some people that's in little white jackets and put in a padded room, but that's unusual circumstances. But what we got to realize is the old saying, it takes two to tango. Amen? So what we have to do is we have to realize what our part in it is. And what we have to be like hell and say, what do I have to do to fix this where we don't have this problem no more? Amen? Deceivers say, well, just, you know, let it go. Don't worry about it. What did he say in Ephesians 4? He said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Yeah. Amen? He said, neither give place for the devil. See, that's the tactic of the devil. I told you, I don't reckon me and my wife's ever pillowed our head mad at each other. Amen? I ain't gonna do it. Amen? If I have to beg and grovel and get on my knees and say, forgive me, and even I know she's wrong. Amen? We're gonna fix it before bedtime. Because I ain't gonna lay her in water and lose my sleep. Hey, look at me. I need all the beauty rest I can get. You don't say a word. Amen? I ain't going to fuss and worry and argue over water all night to bed because me and my wives are having a spat. Praise God, we're going to fix it. We'll pray, praise God, and say, Lord, help us. Amen. I won't be like Brother Bill. I'll say, Lord, well, would you please touch James? And he waited a minute, and he said, and James was open looking at him, and he said, and me too. Amen. We need to pray, praise God. We need to pray about it. We need to fix it. Amen. We can't let it keep going. Because it just festers. And you know what happens when it festers? It starts making a running sore. And by the next day when you get off work, I've told you before, praise God, it's something that's plumb out of the banks. Amen. So the deceivers were saying, hey, you know what? Just let this stuff go. Don't worry about it. God says, what you're doing is wrong. Amen. But the apostates of this world, these God deniers, God rejecters, they said, you know what? He said, we don't care. Why? Because they're corrupting themselves. That's what he said in Jude verse 10. He said, but these speak evil those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beast, and those things they corrupt themselves. Like he said, they're corrupting themselves, but praise God. God said that we need to bring ourselves out of that corruption. Amen. He said, they're doing it by the flesh, praise God. He said, we're doing it by the Spirit. If we've been born again, you've got the Spirit of God in you. There's nothing that we can't overcome through the Spirit of God. Just trust the Spirit. Pray and say, Lord, here I am. Hey, here's my... You show me my part in it, and you know, show me what I need to do to fix me. Amen. See, a lot of times we'll say, well, Lord, you know how they are, and you need to fix them. Amen. But what about me? Amen. See, before we can ever fix something with a brother or sister, and I don't know why we're going this way, but it's all right. I'm just minding the Lord. Before we can ever go horizontally to our brother and sister in Christ, we've got to go vertically. We got to say, Lord, please help me. Show me my error. Show me my mistakes. Show me what I need to fix. Amen. And when God reveals that to you, and He will, if you're a child of God, He'll show you. Amen. And then we got to get rid. We got to humble. Like James, we got to come humbly before the Lord and submit ourselves to God and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Help me, God, with my part. Amen. We get that right, put that under the blood, pray God, sit down, and you know what we do? Then we can go to that brother and sister, we go to that other person, we go to that husband, that wife, them kids. Amen. We can say, you know what? This is my part of it, and I'm sorry. I love you, praise God. I'm not going to let this come between us. Life's too short. Amen. Life is too short to have a bunch of bitterness in our life continuously. But see, those deceivers are saying, oh, just let it go. Just let it go. People say, well, let it go and kill that God. Amen. Yeah, just let it go. No, what we need to do is we need to fall down before God and say, Lord, here I am. I'll have a petition. He said to bring our petition boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. That we might find that help in a time of trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. He said, taking even those stains that get on them. Like that garment that we have that we might wear and the stains that might get on it and make it corrupt, defiled. He said, we ought to even hate any kind of spots or any kind of blemishes that would be on our character. Amen? So we don't want God to see anything on us, praise God, that's not pleasing to Him. So how do we keep those off? We ask God to keep us clean. Amen? He said, we don't listen to the deceivers. He said, we have compassion. He said, we see other folks messing up, going in the wrong direction, doing the wrong things, saying the wrong things, praise God. He said, we go to them and say, you know what? God ain't pleased with that. Amen. God ain't pleased with that. There's a better way. Amen. And boy, I tell you, you talk about making a difference in somebody's life. Can they start thinking about what God's pleased with and what God's not pleased? That's why I said, that's what those people up there that's trying to go against the government. They don't need to talk about the laws and what man's done. They need to talk about that. People need to start standing and say, this is what God says. Amen? It's not about my religion. It's about what God says. I've caught myself last couple of days screaming at the radio. You know, the news comes on. They're saying, me screaming at the radio. It's what God says. Amen. It's not about man. It's not about man's law. It's about what God says. Right and wrong, praise God. And there is such a thing. Amen? So what we got to do, we got to stop these folks. Amen. It's our duty to stop them before they go into a cycle of self-destruction. Amen. What Jude was saying, he said, listen, said, if we ain't careful, said, we're heading into a cycle. Have you ever seen America? We're heading into a cycle of self-destruction. And we're trying to stir up the blacks against the whites and the Mexicans against the blacks they're trying to just stir us up. Amen. But you know what we need to do? We just need to come together. And come together in a mindset to serve God. Amen. One of our politicians said the only way to get the country back is to get the country back to God. Amen. To get the country back to God. That's the only way. The only way we'll get our families back, our home back, our lives back, our self-respect back is when we get back to God. So Jude said, he said, folks, remember not to forget God. He said, then you can stop them people from listening to that junk and being deceived. You see, they's going to listen. Let me say this, and then I'm done. I promise this time. There's going to be people, no matter how hard we try, there's going to be people that's going to die and go to hell, lost without God. I mean, it's going to happen. Just like Jesus said, the poor you'll always have with you. We will. Everybody will not ever be rich. There's a lot of people don't desire to be rich. There's a lot of people don't desire to have a home, desire to have anything. They'll always be that way. But there's going to be a whole lot of people that don't have any desire for God. And there's going to be a whole lot of people that never be saved. There's going to be a whole lot of people that'll die and go to hell. Because that's what they choose to do. And oh, God help their soul. Because they'll live in the worst part about dying and going to hell would be a eternal separation from God and godliness. You say, well, preacher, it won't be that bad. Can you imagine? Now listen, the Holy Ghost of God lives here on this earth and lives in us. Can you just imagine when the church people's gone? I mean, good people that fear God are gone. And all that's left is those that hate each other and hate all they're out to, all they're for is me, me, me. What are you talking? What did you say all the time when you're at the tone, you're on your own? Amen. When that rapture takes place, and every man, one boy, girl for themselves. Amen. That's the way it's going to be. Yeah, and there's going to be a whole lot of people. It's going to be left behind. There's going to be a whole lot of people that die lost without God. That's just the way it is. But God never intended it to be that way. But there's deceivers in this world that will try to draw you away from God and point you in some other direction. Listen, you young people, it's bigger than it's ever been that the devil's trying to destroy our young people and drag them off in a different direction. But boy, I thank God for you that's here in the house of God trying to stay in and trying to be fed, trying to be nourished from the table of God, because it will not go out void. But God will find a place in your heart to help you even in those times, and they're coming. These times of trouble coming like this world ain't ever seen. Amen. We'll see a little bit of this. We're beginning to see a little bit of this. I don't know if you know it. In other countries, there's people getting their heads chopped off for the cause of Christ. Yeah. But it's because they won't deny their faith. But the media don't say nothing about those. But you get to search it, you can find it. Just about every day, these groups of people that's being killed, beheaded, maimed and beaten and tortured, imprisoned for their faith. But we're blessed, and we have an opportunity to stop these from surrendering themselves to the evils of this world and tell them and draw them to the Lord Jesus Christ while we have an opportunity. But it's our responsibility to stop them, to tell them the truth. Amen. Hey, listen, there's nothing in the truth that'll hurt anybody. There's nothing. Old Brother R.A. White told me one time, he said, preacher, and I just started out, and he took that old blackback Bible, he said, there's nothing in here that'll hurt anybody. And there's nothing here that you can't preach if you preach it with a heart of love. Amen. Praise God. This is absolute truth, absolutely. And it'll set you free, praise God, from that burden of sin that we carry. It'll deliver us, praise God. It'll give us the help, the hope, the encouragement we need. If we'll read it together, get a hold of our loved ones, get in the book. Amen. Get a hold of God, stay with the Lord. Praise God, He'll bring you through. He'll deliver you safe. And He'll put that joy back down in your soul. I tell you, we need that joy.